Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Always feel sad when I hear Amy Winehouse. She passed away way too early. Would have loved to have heard what she would have come up with had she had a longer life and longer career. But that's Amy Winehouse. Love is a losing game. And on that note, we start NBA recall. Tommy? Before we start, Mike Seltzer's Jewelers is giving away WSU, KU, K-State Collegiate Pendants. Go today to Mike Seltzer's Jewelers at 2929 North Rock Road to register to win. That music works for Mike Seltzer's, too. All right.
Kind of does.
I have picked for you from what season?
04-05.
The 04-05 Milwaukee Bucks. Did not have a very good year, but they've got some players you'll know.
Oh, I imagine they do.
And who'd you pick for me?
The 1980-81 Toronto Raptors.
Oh, my.
I'm just kidding. They didn't exist in 80-81. It's the Bucks also.
So we're going to do a little Bucks on the NBA recall today. The leading scorer for that team, Milwaukee, in 2004-05, and this is a gimme, Michael Redd.
The Ohio State University.
Just say it. That took no talent at all to come up with that.
Well, I like Michael Reddy and Scoony Penn had some years for the
Who's up for me as the leading
scorer?
You got
a lot of gimmies, and this one is one of them. Marcus Johnson.
Marcus Johnson.
Come on.
UCLA.
Of course.
Number 8.
Mike Evans.
Wait a minute.
I'm telling you, they weren't two of the top 8 scorers, but Mike Evans and Lynn Elmore were on this team.
There you go. Number 2, Desmond Mason.
The Oklahoma State University.
Easy. You will get the top 3. You'll get 4 or 5 of 8.
This team was loaded with good players.
Next for me.
Sidney Moncrief.
Arkansas.
Yeah, easy.
Next for you, we are tied at 2 as we go to round 3. NBA recall the game. Here's another slam dunk. Joe Smith.
The University
the
of Maryland.
Okay.
Okay. I'll
By start. The way, I had some interaction with Noel on Twitter.
Did you?
During the break.
How'd that go?
Fine.
Okay.
He's upset you dropped him. He thought you liked him.
I did.
Number 3.
Quinn Buckner.
Indiana.
Yes.
We go to round 4 tied. Here's where it may get a little interesting for you. I would not get this one. Mo Williams.
Alabama.
How'd you know that?
I just knew that one.
That's strange. Now you'll get 5, so you'll be 5 for 5 going into round 6. Who's next for me?
I don't
me?
Know if you'll know this one, but yeah, you should. Junior Bridgman.
You thought
Once
I might
I saw
not
where
know.
He went, I'm like, yeah, he'll
Are you serious? He played in the Valley for Louisville. And by the way, Junior Bridgman, do you know that he heads up this territory for Coca-Cola?
I did not.
That's his job. He's the regional manager for this territory, which goes into 5 or 6 states, for Coca-Cola, and visits Wichita fairly frequently.
Were you dealing with him trying to get a deal with League 42?
Talking a little bit to the Coca-Cola folks.
I like it.
Next for you, Keith Van Horn.
Utah.
I couldn't believe you were struggling.
The university.
At all
I wasn't.
That.
I was just... Distracted.
So 5 easy ones. Now, what does my 5th look like from the 1980-81 season?
Yes.
For the Milwaukee Bucks.
Bob Lanier.
Oh, that's, are you kidding me? St. Bonaventure.
Yeah, these are easy. This team, again, was loaded.
We are tied at 5 as we go to round 6. Now, I will predict you will not get this as we play NBA recall. The 2004-2005 Milwaukee Bucks. Mike James.
Anybody in the world could be named Mike James.
Point guard.
Villanova.
Not bad. Duquesne.
Okay.
Okay, there's a blemish. And for me, what's number six?
Mickey Johnson.
Mickey Johnson?
I don't know how much money we have in the savings account, but if you get this, I'll give it all to you.
Mickey Johnson was the football coach at East High School back in the day, and that's the truth. There was a Mickey Johnson who coached at East High. Mickey Johnson went to Seton Hall.
He went to Aurora University.
Well, no wonder. I mean, we go to the
that's
final
not even
two,
a thing.
Tied at five. You'll probably get this one. I predict you'll get this
one. Oh, I better.
Dan Gadzurek.
UCLA.
Okay, that was an easy one. Number seven for me. Do I have a chance?
I think so. Brian Winters.
Brian Winters. Oh, my God. South Carolina.
Yes.
Love Brian Winters and the beard. He was the beard before James Harden.
You won't get number eight, so if I get this one, I win.
So this is for the title.
Yes.
Number eight, I don't think you'll get this one, but you might. Anthony Goldwire.
No, I have Virginia Tech.
Houston.
Really?
Yes.
Well, here's Harvey Catchings, and there's no chance.
Harvey Catchings. I knew of him. Harvey Catchings.
He didn't go to a Division I school.
Mount Pilot State.
Harden Simmons.
Dadgum, I think Shockers played them at that time. Because I remember that name.
All right, break the tie, who was the coach of the 80-81 Bucks?
The 80-81 Bucks? Who was that guy? Larry Costello.
Don Nelson.
Let me tell you something about that guess of Larry Costello. That was brilliant. Now, he coached them earlier. He was the coach when they won the NBA championship with Kareem and Oscar Robertson. Check me out on that.
Where did Don Nelson go to college?
Wisconsin.
Iowa, close.
Who was the coach of your
Milwaukee Bucks? Mike Dunleavy.
No. Terry Porter.
Really? Interesting.
So no winner today.
Nope.
No winner today in NBA recall. Tommy, thanks for the music. A spirited
Who's
game.
The guy you wanted me to look up? Larry Costello?
Larry Costello, the coach of the championship Bucks. I think I'm almost sure I'm right about
Coached
that.
Coached them all the way to 77.
So I was right.
And won the title in 71.
Doesn't that impress you?
That's decent. They went 12-2 in the playoffs that year. Pretty good. 37-23 overall record in the playoffs.
Is Larry Costello still with us? Would you mind checking that?
No, he's not. He died in 01.
Okay.
At age 70.
So he would be, my goodness, he'd be 88 years old if he was with us today.
Crazy.
But I have memories of Larry Costello and those Bucks teams.
Had a good little run.
What do we have tonight? We have game two, Toronto and Milwaukee, correct?
Yes.
The Warriors had to fight for it last night. As the Curry brothers kind of went at it. Now, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Their little spat.
I only saw
the
highlights.
Free throw line.
But they had some fun. But wouldn't that be hard to beat your brother in the NBA
Western
Conference Finals?
Well, yeah, especially when you're 6 million times better than him. What fun is that?
How do you think?
If they were rivals.
How do you think Seth deals with it?
I don't know.
Because you can't deal with somebody calling you Bob. How do you think he deals with?
Yeah, he probably gets called Steph all the time.
How do you think he deals with having a brother who's one of the all-time greats? Well, he's a good player, and he had a good game last night.
A little bit of a journeyman.
But how do you think he deals with it?
I don't know. It's probably not easy. Probably just tries to live his own life. But you don't think anybody says, hey, Seth, Dell, what's up, Dell? You pretty sensitive today, Dell, about your game?
Dell Curry was a fine player, the father of the Curry brothers.
He was.
I couldn't think of another family that's had a
father.
Well,
the Berries.
Yeah, the Berries.
They had Brent and John, sons of Rick.
You know what? I'm going to work hard to get Rick Berry on this show next week. You good?
Yeah.
Because not only do I want to talk about the Warriors and his incredible NBA and ABA career, I want to talk to him about playing with Warren Jabali.
The Barrys had four sons.
Pretty good.
In the NBA.
I'm a little intimidated. I'll just say this up front.
Three.
I don't get intimidated easily. Rick Barry, there's a tinge of intimidation because I know he's not.
Well,
I know he can be prickly.
Prickly, yeah. So I don't know.
But I also have talked to people who've interviewed him who said he's charming, gracious, enjoyable. So
well, maybe we'll get him on a good day.
We'll work on
maybe Rick. Somebody didn't call him Brent that day or something.
I don't even know what that means.
It's fine.
Yeah, if I don't know what it means, it's not fine. Back in a minute for five questions. Former Wichita Eagle reporter Stan Finger. There's a little Carol King for you as my wife and I will be attending Sunday at Century 2.
Fun.
Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.